24 minutes to 8. Well, John, my jersey's ready. Is yours?
It is, yes. Ironed and all, yes. Yeah. The big day, Maggie, has finally arrived. Rugby World Cup 2019 gets underway later this morning when hosts Japan take on Russia in Ireland's Pool A. It kicks off at 11:45. There'll be the normal opening ceremony beforehand in Tokyo Stadium. Coverage begins on RTE2 television at 10 o'clock. From an Irish perspective, the team to play Scotland on Sunday was announced by Joe Schmidt in the last half an hour. Jordan Larmour will play at full back, Andrew Conway and Jacob Stockdale on the wings, Bundy Aki and Gary Ringrose in the centre, and Conor Murray and Johnny Sexton at half back. The front row is made up of Keane Healy, Rory Best and Tadhg Furlong. Second rows are James Ryan and Dean Henderson, and the back row is made up of Peter O'Mahony, Josh van der Fleer and CJ Stander. And the replacements are Niall Scannell, Dave Kilcoyne, Andrew Porter, Tadhg Byrne, Jack Conan, Luke McGrath, Jack Carty and Chris Farrell. So what to make of the team and squad chosen? From Yokohama City, here's Michael Corcoran.
I mean, it was well flagged during the course of the week that Rob Kearney and Keith Earls were nursing their way back to fitness, so they were unlikely to be included. Robbie Henshaw has a bit of a problem with the hamstring and is kind of penciling provisionally for a return against Japan next week. Kearney and Earls, I mean, the good news from their point of view is that it's nothing major. I mean, if this was the final game of the season, you could certainly include the two of them in the starting team. And the good news also, just from an injury point of view, is that Joey Carberry trained fully during the course of the week and looks set to return to be in action against Japan next week. In terms of the composition of the team, I mean, just a couple of talking points there. The centre was always going to be Bundy Aki plus one, depending on who was fit or otherwise. So, you know, Gary Ringrose slots in there. Chris Farrell is on the bench and can play alongside Bundy. You could, in a situation, see, for example, Jordan Larner could jump into that position too. Andrew Conway. I mean, the back three are all kind of interchangeable. So it's basically trying to make the most of the players that are available. Obviously, Sexton and Conor Murray are first choice at half-back, as indeed are the front row. The second row was always going to be James Ryan plus one. Now, the plus one on this occasion is Ian Henderson. I mean, you've got you know, someone like John Klein, who's not in the match at 23, can slot in alongside James Ryan if required. And the composition of the back row, I think that's probably the first choice back row that we have there. I know that Peter O'Mahony's played seven. CJ Stander could play six. Jack Conan could come in. That could be an alternative back row, but he's gone with the sort of first choice back row, if I can call it that, of Peter O'Mahony, Josh van der Fleer at seven and CJ Stander at eight. But I mean, we've got a really strong looking bench with Niall Scannell on the bench. Kilcoyne and Porter will obviously have a big part to play as well, but Tadhg Byrne adds his own dynamic off the bench also. Jack Conan there too. And then we literally have just got three backs who are pretty fit. That's Luke McGrath, Jack Carthy and Chris Farrell there. So, you know, given the fact that we have some injuries and players returning from injury, this is the team, maybe not the team that Joe had in mind, you know, a couple of weeks back in terms of starting against Scotland, but in terms of the fully fit and available players, this is the team and the best team that Joe Schmidt can put out to play Scotland here in Yokohama on Sunday afternoon.
Michael Corcoran there. So what to expect from Ireland on Sunday? This is what Joe Schmidt had to say at the team announcement.
One thing I will be really confident of is that we will be tough to beat. That in 48 hours' time, I think you'll see a very collective effort, and that effort will make us tough to beat. Now, I've no doubt that the Scots are working away and going to make sure that there's something similar. I don't think there's a huge amount between the two teams, and so whoever does maybe get the bounce of the ball or can be just a little bit more efficient than the other, it may just tip the balance. There's certainly things that you do hold back a bit. I've no doubt we'll see something from Scotland that we haven't seen before, because you know, we've been planning this for a long time, and when you get the opportunity to put it into practice, it still has to be put into practice accurately. And one of the things that gets in the way of that is the amount of pressure the opposition can put on you, and I've no doubt that both teams will be trying to put pressure on each other so that whatever they have got planned isn't quite as effective as they'd hoped.
And we'll have Eddie O'Sullivan in studio here at 8:30 to discuss the Irish team announcement and the prospects for the weekend, the first weekend of the Rugby World Cup. In Europa League soccer, 3 wins, a draw and a defeat for the British teams in action last night. Teenage winger Bukayo Saka scored his first goal for Arsenal as the Gunners beat 10-man Eintracht Frankfurt 3-0 away from home. Manchester United made heavy work of beating Kazakhstan's side Astana. The deadlock was eventually broken after 73 minutes by 17-year-old Mason Greenwood in the 1-0 win at Old Trafford. In Group E, Rennes and Celtic drew 1-1, Ryan Christie scoring from the penalty spot for Celtic, who had Bio sent off late on. Rangers won 1-0 at home to Feyenoord, Ojo with the goal, but Wolves were beaten 1-0 at Molineux by Portuguese side Braga. The Irish contingent are well off the pace after the opening round of the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth. Paul Dunn shot an 80, Rory McIlroy a 76, Padraig Harrington a 73, and the best of the bunch was Open champion Shane Lowry, whose level par 72 is some 7 shots behind first round leader Matt Wallace. Meanwhile, on the PGA Tour, a great start by Waterford's Seamus Power in the Sanderson Farms Championship. He shot a 7 under par 65 to lie just 1 shot off the lead held by Tom Hogue. There's racing today at Ballinrobe. The first is off at 3:30. And for sports news updates throughout the day, check out the RTE News Now app and rte.ie. Audrey.